wanted to go over a number of halachos of Sfiras HaOmer. A number of people ask me the shaila every year as far as purchasing clothing, which is really the same shaila as reciting Shachianu during Sfiras HaOmer. So it's not just a shaila for clothing, it's also a shaila for new fruits, theoretically, or anything else that warrants a Shachianu. It is true that there is there are a small handful of achronim, apparently specifically Hungarian, who do record a minhag to not purchase clothing and not to say Shachianu during Sfiras HaOmer. If you happen to know that that's your minhag, and let's back up. If you happen to know that you're Hungarian, and you also know that that's your minhag, then you should keep that minhag. If you don't know that you're Hungarian, or if you know that you're Hungarian, but you don't necessarily know that that's your minhag, the Tzitzi Eliezer says that certainly in halacha, there's no basis for a problem to recite Shachianu or to purchase clothing, and therefore enjoy. You or your wife could take your credit card and do with it as you please, and that's true both in terms of clothing, it's true in terms of fruits that make a Shachianu fruits, and it's true also in terms of building. Anybody wants to build, in the 9 days we don't build a binyan shel simcha. Question what building Shal Simcha means, but many of our construction is Binyan Shal Simcha. If you redo your kitchen, that's called Binyan Shal Simcha. During Sfiras HaOmer, it is unless you're Hungarian and you have that specific minhag, anyone other than that can go ahead and not worry about any purchases, wearing new clothing, buying new clothing, reciting Shachianu if and when appropriate. That's fine. That's point number one. Point number two. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, quote a minhag that women do not do malacha from Shkia and on during Sfiras HaOmer. I'd like to talk about that minhag and offer a beautiful insight that I just saw in a sefer. So, what's the reason why where did this minhag come to that women shouldn't do malacha? So, if I could add one twist, that at least one will explain this in one way. Theoretically, the right zman, the proper zman, the ideal zman for Sfiras HaOmer is really tzeis. Now, we do it early. We've spoken about that we did a little bit early, but we do it a little before tzeis because we don't have much of a choice because people are here and there's only daven and people are going to forget later. But ideally from tzeis. So why is it that from shkia and on, that's when women don't do malacha? If it was integrally tied to the counting of Sfiras HaOmer, theoretically, it should be from tzeis, ideally. So it happens to be that the one answer that's given, a historical answer, that it has nothing to do with counting Sfiras HaOmer. It has to do with the other event during Sfiras HaOmer, which is the Misas Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It happens to be that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were all buried them after Shkia. Shkia was one of the times that they started to bury. Why is that? That I don't know. I didn't check the sources why they only buried them after Shkia, but that was the time of the Kvura that they did every day after Shkia was when they buried the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. So during that time, it was appropriate to be mivata from Malacha to assist in the burial, and that continued because that was the time that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva were buried. The Torah gives another answer, separate from what we just said, not a historical answer, but rather the Pasuk says when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyana, seven sevens, and we're familiar with another set of seven sevens, and that is Shemitah and Yovel. So just like, says the Torah, during Shemitah, there is an abstinence from Malacha. We hold back. We don't do Malacha during Shemitah. That's the one of the four different Malachas that are also Dorai, so we stop doing Malacha on Shemitah. So too, in this set of seven sevens of we also don't do malacha during this set of seven sevens, and not that we're not just not going to go to work for 7 weeks, but we'll at least from the time that we have to count, we won't do malacha. Why only women? Not really sure, especially since women aren't the ones who are mechuyavos in it, but at least women didn't do malacha during this time that's parallel to Shemitah. Who did I see this from? One of the poskim say that there's an afkamina between the two reasons why women don't do malach. If you assume that it's from, that this was the time that Talmid Rabbi Akiva were buried, so it's from Shkia for the rest of the evening. However, if you assume that it's relating to the counting, if you assume that the Isser Malacha, or the Minhag not to do Malacha, is because of the counting Sheva Shabbosos. So once you count it, if you count it 10 minutes after Shkia or an hour and a half after Shkia, once you count it, you did what you had to do, and now you could go, women could go back and do Malacha. I'm not sure I understand why that has to be. It's just a correlation between the seven sevens, and during the Shemitah year you don't do Malacha, so to here we're doing the counting of seven sevens. So why is that once you finished counting, you should go back to doing Malacha? I'm not sure, but that's what I saw written in a Sefer. With this idea... Sorry?
That would be a very brief time that they wouldn't be working.
Well, it depends when they count. If they're smart, they'd count really late. Right? Okay. Now, using this idea, I want to share with you a beautiful insight that I saw. The mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, the Pashtus, is a mitzvah Hasei Shazman Grama. It's, right? The Rambam says that women are exempt because the mitzvah Hasei Shazman Grama. However, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, where it quotes this Rambam, that the women are exempt because this mitzvah Hasei Shazman Grama, the Magen Avraham on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, Aval Nago Lispar. Women, for some reason, you know, there's few mitzvahs among the mitzvah Shazman Grama that women have, for whatever reason, adopted for themselves, one of them is like shofar, for example. Women are very careful. They want to hear the shofar, even though they're exempt. And another one is Sfiras HaOmer, but they're not mechuyavos, they just adopted it. So why is it that this mitzvah, of all mitzvahs, women have adopted? It happens to be that the Beis Yaakovs make a much bigger deal about counting Sfira than the boys' yeshivas. Why is that? I don't know, but the women have, they have posters and projects and all kinds of excitement that, you know, the boys just, I guess they count. So the question is, why is this the kind of mitzvah that Nashim are mekabel themselves? So I saw a beautiful, in a sefer, a beautiful suggestion.
The boys are at Marav every night.
You're saying that we don't have to do a big deal. I'm talking about the little kids. Instead of the third graders, the fourth graders. So I saw a beautiful explanation this day for why women were makabo specifically. Among all the mitzvahs of Seishas Magrama, this is one of them. So he says the following. He says that, why is it that in general women are exempt from mitzvahs of Seishas Magrama? We don't know. It's a gzeres hakasav. But the Avudraham does suggest that since women have responsibility to their household, they have responsibilities to their husband, take care of the family, that's what people typically think. The Avudraham is the one who says it. And women have those responsibilities. It would be very difficult for them to hold on to their other, you know, to take care of all the mitzvahs of Seishas Magrama if they had to do all the mitzvahs. Say they were very time bound. Imagine getting the kids out to school if the woman has to be makbid on, you know, davening shachas before the kids go to school. It would make life very difficult. If that's the case, based on what we just learned a few minutes ago, on Sfiras HaOmer, women do not do malacha. We just mentioned the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch Paz, that women don't do malacha on the evenings of Sfiras HaOmer. So now let's put two and two together. If women, the whole reason women are exempt from Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama is because they have a lot of work that they have to do, the Meshubados to do the things that they have to do to their families, for their husbands and their families, well, guess what? There are a few days of the year that they don't have to do any work. When is that? During Sfiras HaOmer. So the whole reason, no. So the whole reason why they don't have to do malacha is because they have responsibilities to their families during this time, or to do to their husbands, to do work for their husbands and their families. During these 7 weeks, they don't have to do that because the minhag is that they don't do malacha during the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer after Shkia. So therefore, they might as well go ahead and count. Okay, so the women don't have to do as much. So wait, what? Oh, beautiful. Very good. Okay, thank you.